Welcome to Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you lead a healthier, inspired life. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and we're going to get you healthy today. This is episode 85, and I'm so excited to have Dr. William Sears with us. You may know him from the best-selling parents book, The Baby Book. Come on, this guy is legendary. And his daughter, Erin Sears Basile, they have written a new book called The Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan, and I'm happy to have both of them on with us today. Erin is a health coach and fitness instructor, and of course, Dr. Sears is a well-known author. Dr. Sears and Erin, thank you for both being here. I like to start the show with the one thing, and I guess, Erin, you're going to get this. You're going to get the first question. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Yes. Getting healthy can feel so overwhelming at times. Don't stress. This is a joyful experience. Enjoy it.
Oh, that's so hard to do sometimes, though, and hopefully you two can help us out with that as we get into the interview. So I quickly want to start with this. Dr. Sears and Erin, thank you both for being on with me. Can you give us a brief background and how you transformed your life after being diagnosed with colon cancer?
Yes, Bill. And I'm glad you used the term transformed, because that's the basis of our book. Transform means an inside job, from the inside out. And when I had colon cancer, I realized I was at the peak of my life. I have 8 children, the peak of my medical career, writing career. And I said, I need an inside job. I need a transformation, not just a superficial diet that comes and goes. And that's why I really got into changing my life from the inside so that it would last. And that's over the next 20 years after I started this, I kept careful notes and material. I use this in my medical practice. And the book is really what I have learned in my medical practice, what Erin has learned in her transformation, and what transformers in our medical practice and our friends have done over the years.
Transformation, that's so important. And Erin, you went through your own transformation, losing 70 pounds and radically improving your health. Can you quickly share with us your story?
Yes, thanks, Bill. I was 28 and I was very depressed and overwhelmed with life. I was in graduate school and I felt very lost. I felt very hopeless. So I knew that I needed a change, and I had tried so many things in the past that I could not stick with. I couldn't make it a transformation. It was only a quick fix, short-term solution. I had gotten that way through, years of unhealthy mental and emotional patterns and ways of coping with that stress. I turned to food and alcohol to self-medicate a lot of these feelings, these overwhelming feelings of life. But one day I woke up in the hospital and I said, okay, this is my U-turn moment. I can choose to build my new life. I have like a new lease on life. This is my opportunity. And so with my dad as my role model and my mentor, I started building my T5 tool belt, my Transform 5 tool belt. I started with small things. I started to connect again with that self-love and said, this amazing life is worth more than what I've given it. And those little small changes through, more whole food diet and moving more and stressing less and connecting with my God center, all of those little small changes slowly, dominoed effect into the 70 pound weight loss. But more importantly than that number is the inside job, as Dr. Bill was talking about, that health from the inside out that I found. And I'm so honored now to share it with others.
Well, you guys are giving me some great phrases here. I love that inside out job. And Erin, you said you had a U-turn moment. But here's the thing. Each of you had that wake up moment. Many people don't know they should be healthier. They want to be healthier, but they don't really have that wake up moment, or they don't have that major health crisis in their life. They just have this, gosh, I should lose 20 pounds and I'm just not motivated to do it. Or they get motivated to do it and they do it. And then, as you said earlier, Dr. Sears, you wanted lasting change. It just doesn't last. And in a year later, I'm back to being 25 pounds overweight. So how does the average person listening, how do they get that motivation to have a transformative relationship with their health so it lasts?
Yes, Bill, and that's the key. You want it to last. And especially, we're writing to the young adults who are floundering in, my gosh, I don't want to grow up and have my life like I see some of the older people who spend most of their days going to the hospital or to doctor's appointments or taking these medications that don't make them feel that good. And I say to these young people, you know, fast forward. What do you want to feel in 20 years when you enter the stage of your life when you have more free time to travel and have fun? You want to have the health, to have the fun. And one of the best investments you can put into yourself is the gift of health. So I find that the best motivation, Bill, is to just say, how do I want to be in the next 10 or 20 years? Do I want to wake up in the morning happy and healthy? Do I want to achieve the goal? My goal as a senior is everything works and nothing hurts. Very simple. That's what I want. Everything works and nothing hurts. And that's what
I love that.
Our book can do. It will give you that motivation to say, hey, that's what I want in life. Everything works and nothing hurts. It's as simple as that.
Everything works and nothing hurts. Another great phrase. But, you know, okay, that's, I love what you have to say there, but sometimes you're looking at that cookie and you're like, that instant gratification of that cookie is like, I got to have that cookie. And then I think, okay, well, in 20 years, I want to be able to play with my grandkids. Uh-huh. But sometimes it's tough to get there, though. It's that cookie is like, I'm just going to have the cookie. I'll be fine in 20 years. I tell you, that's tough to, in that immediate decision making, it's tough to say, you know what, I'm not going to have three cookies right now.
Yeah. And, you know, Bill, I experienced that this morning. I love bran muffins. So I went ahead and I had my bran muffin this morning, but I hadn't had one for a couple of weeks. So here's what we do. We actually take the reader into the mind of the reader and say, all right, say you crave cookies, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So what we do, and in fun language, we say, all right, when you see a cookie, you can go one of two directions. You can say, oh, boy, that tastes so good. I can't wait to take that first bite of that chocolate chip and yum, and the feel of the chocolate, and the taste of the chocolate in my mouth. See? Oh, you're done if you think that way. But you could imagine, all right, that cookie comes into my mouth, and my taste buds send a text message to my brain. And my brain says, uh-oh, Bill, that cookie is going to cause sugar spikes of sticky stuff in your arteries, and that sticky stuff is going to accumulate in your brain and in your heart and in your blood vessels. And over time, that sticky stuff is going to build up, and you're going to get sick and tired from the buildup of sticky stuff. So as soon as I see that chocolate chip cookie and imagine mentally what that cookie will do when it enters my bloodstream, it shuts off my crave center. And it says, you know, I don't think I want that. I think I can have a little peanut butter on an apple. And then I switch my crave center to that, peanut butter and apple. My body will like that.
Right. And in the book, you will see a lot of examples like that. You will see, you know, charts. Oh, I'm craving this. What can I have instead? And so what we really want to invite the reader to do is to change and heal the relationship with food. You know, we talked a lot about, Dr. Bill talked about preventing disease and not wanting all this stuff when they're older. But for me, in my 30s, I want to feel good today. Yes, I want to feel good down the road, but I want to be my best, most thriving self today. And so I know now that yes, an occasional treat is okay. We love balance. We're human after all. But, you know, at the end of the day, how will the sugar and how will all those chemicals in some of the foods we're eating, what is it really doing to my mind and body?
Well, Aaron and Dr. Sears, that is exactly what I was looking for. Tips to help us get healthy and how to not succumb to those instant gratification moments. And that's why you say at the top of your book, transform your mind and body. And you just gave us a great tip for that. And, you know, in our fast-paced, gotta have it now, you know, world, I think this book is really good because you propose the T5 wellness plan, 5 changes in 5 weeks, which I think is really important. So can you quickly share with us that plan that you talk about in the book?
Sure. Bill, and maybe Aaron, I'll start and you chime in whenever you feel like it. I want our listeners to picture, to hold their hand out in front of them. I'm holding my right hand out.
Okay, I'll do it too, okay?
Yeah, and you picture, you hold the 5 keys to your health in the palm of your hand. So the little finger is eat the 5S diet. And we go through the 5S's, which is first, seafood. Secondly, smoothies. A shake a day keeps the doctor away. Thirdly, salads with spices. Fourthly, smart snacking. And fifth, supplements based on science. All right, so that's your first thing, the 5S diet. Secondly, graze on 5 mini meals. Become a grazer. And our simple way of remembering that is eat twice as often, eat half as much, and chew twice as long. And then the third one, the third finger on the T5 would be move more 5 times a day. And we show how movement makes your own medicine. In fact, I could digress a minute, maybe we'll talk about that later, is we show you how you can open your own internal pharmacy with some new Nobel Prize winning research. And then the fourth is stress less with 5 stress busters. And then the thumb on your hand as you're looking at it is share with 5 friends. Because when you feel it, you've got to share it. And when you share it, you get what we call the helper's high, that wonderful feeling that because you have transformed yourself and shared the transformation information that you learned in the book with friends and transformed their life, wow. And that's what we loved your program, Bill, because Aaron and I will go to bed tonight with that feeling that maybe someone listened to our program today. And we're motivated to transform their life. And we drift off to sleep with that great feeling, that helper's high feeling, that we have made a difference today. So that's our Transform 5 in a nutshell.
I love that. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here on Which Way Is Life, my podcast, trying to help people live a healthier, inspired life. So that I love the hand because now I've got a visual looking at my hand. One, the 5S diet, become a grazer, move more, stress less, and share with 5 friends. Now you say 5 weeks. Go into the 5 weeks of this. How does that work?
Well, I'll jump into that one.
Yeah.
So we offer different ways. We offer the fast track transformer where you can jump in and you can do everything all at once, right? If you're just really ready to hit the ball running and take control of your life. Or you can do that one simple change method. You can focus on one of the T5 principles at a time. Do it for 1 week and then add on one of the next things in the palm of your hand. So usually we suggest people start with the 5S diet because what you put in your body, in your mouth, is what you're going to feel like, as we've already been talking about, right? So, oh, I don't have energy. I'm stressed. I don't know where to start. We start cleaning up what goes in our mouth. Then those little light bulb things are going to start coming out. You're going to start feeling better, which is then going to help you have that more balanced relationship with food, then it's going to help you get out and move more, have the energy to move. And we're not talking about running a marathon on your first day. It's about setting up, you know, setting up yourself for success. What can I do that's attainable? Even if it's a 5-minute walk, start somewhere. And then all of a sudden you're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm not stressed as much because I've been honoring my body with movement and whole foods. And then, you know, do it, feel it, share it. It's like it's a natural human thing that we have as humans to connect and to build that support system. You know, to me, that's one of the most powerful things that helps T5 transformers, you know, keep their habits, sustain their transformation, is because they have this beautiful support system and community to keep, you know, oh, you know, I have to call my friend today. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not motivated. You know, that phone, it can be hard to do that, right? To call or reach out when you need some help. But what you find on the other end is support is a gift. You can find that helper's high. That person on the other end of the phone might be having a really hard day, and you don't know how, you know, your reaching out is going to affect their life and their transformation that day. You know, grab a buddy, go for a walk, you know, keep building this awesome life together.
More with my guest today, Dr. William Sears and his daughter, Erin Sears Basile, in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a brand new book called Memory Rescue that has just been published. If you or a loved one seems to be forgetting things lately, maybe you need a little memory tune-up. So I have a clip I want to play for you from the author right here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Amen, author of a new book called Memory Rescue. Memory Rescue teaches you how to prevent future problems, but if you're having memory problems now, how to rescue it, how to get it back so that everything in your life can be better. Plant the habits that I talk in your life. I know it'll make a dramatic difference for you and for those you love.
So if you feel a bit forgetful lately, check out Memory Rescue by Dr. Daniel Amen. Just go to memoryrescuebook.com. That's memoryrescuebook.com. So we're basically taking a different finger, if you will, each week and working on it. And then kind of repeat again and keep that going. That's really kind of an easy way to put your tips into action.
Going on what Erin just mentioned, see, what the reason that it's, again, back into the inside job, the transformation. What's interesting, we take the reader deep into their own body and reveal a Nobel Prize winning discovery, and that is, we all inside our bodies have our own internal medicine pharmacy. We have a giant drugstore inside us. But for most of us, the drugstore is closed. Our pharmacy is closed. We want to open the pharmacy. So in a nutshell, one of the big themes of our book, Bill, is how to make your own medicines, how to teach your body how to make your own medicines, because the medicines you take are much safer than the medicines, or the medicines you make yourself, the medicines you make are much safer than the medicines you take, because they're custom made just for you. They come out at the right time and the right dose. And so make your own medicines, opening your internal medicine pharmacy is one of the themes of our book.
So how do we teach our body then to make our own medicine?
Okay, well, Erin, you want to take them into the pharmacy and open it up?
Sure. Take me in, Erin. Well, take me in. Let's get the tour.
Right. So my dad can talk about all the fancy medical words, but as a health coach and somebody who receives, you know, the benefits of this every day myself personally, it's a great visual. You think about those little medicine bottles in the lining of your blood vessels called the endothelium. Ooh, I used the fancy medical word. I'm very proud of myself. So in the endothelium, the medicine bottles in the lining of our blood vessels, they're closed if we don't move and if we eat what Dr. Bill called sticky stuff, which is, you know, all the things that, you know, we love to eat, especially over the holidays, you know, all of the processed foods and the refined sugars and all of the stuff we know not to eat. However, the great news is that through movement, the medicine bottles can open through movement and through a healthful diet. Those medicine bottles can start to open. And what's awesome is it's tailored uniquely just for me. So my body knows I struggle with, you know, depression and anxiety. I get out, I breathe, I walk, I listen to the sounds of nature, I get my blood moving. And it sends those text messages to my brain and opens those medicine bottles. Hey, you can relax. You can, you know, feel those natural hormones, those endorphins, what I need, instead of, you know, reaching for that pill. And so that's another thing we teach in our book is, you know, more skills, less pills.
Another great phrase.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's pills and skills. Bill, and I use that phrase in my medical practice. It says sometimes it's pills and skills. Sometimes it's only skills, but it's never only pills.
Mm, okay. Well, that makes sense. So you've got to get out there and you've got to move. And if you eat less of the stuff that's going to produce the sticky stuff, we're kind of opening that pharmacy in our own body and you know, our body is just automatically kind of like cleansing itself. Is that kind of it? When you're moving and you're eating right, you're getting rid of the sticky stuff.
Yes, you're cleansing. That's a very good term. And if you want to have some fun with a bunch of friends, say you're out for a walk tomorrow mm-hmm. with a bunch of friends and you're walking real fast and you say real loud, "Oh, it feels so good to be opening my own pharmacy. I'm making my own medicines. I'm making brain growth fertilizer. I'm growing my brain." and they'll look at you, you know, what on earth are you talking about? And then you talk about how T5 opens your own pharmacy. So it is, and in fact, I use this analogy even in the kids. When I give a first graders will get this. And one of the medicines that you make when you move fast, when you walk fast, say, and get the blood flowing, is called VEG, V-E-G, vascular endothelial growth factor. And that's the fancy name for brain growth fertilizer. You actually make biochemicals that come into your bloodstream and help grow your brain. Wow. So when you walking fast, I'm growing my brain.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Just by getting out and moving, you can do that. So for somebody that's got high cholesterol or high blood pressure, mm-hmm. just by getting out and taking that walk every day, getting out there, deep breathing, make sure that you're moving every day, and then, of course, eating the right foods, you're going to start to decrease that cholesterol and start to bring that blood pressure down.
Exactly. We call it movement lowers the highs. High blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, high blood sugar. Mm. Next, movement elevates the lows. Antidepressant. You can make your own antidepressants, anti-anxiety medicines. Movement heals your hurts. You make anti-inflammatories. Mm. See, so I've just mentioned some of the main medicines that many people take. And again, the medicines you make are much safer than the medicines you take.
So that movement is really opening that pharmacy that we all have within our own bodies.
Exactly. And that won the Nobel Prize. And unfortunately, Bill, it was this that discovery that movement makes your medicines, it was buried in obscure journals years ago, so the average public doesn't realize that we are a walking drugstore, a walking internal pharmacy. And especially now that more and more headlines are coming out that some of these medications, while they're very good in the short term, are can be a problem if taken too strong for too long. And that's why our T5 program is so timely for people who say, okay, it's time for me with my doctor's advice under medical supervision to start weaning down from my pills and going up with my self-help skills.
That is so important, getting off the pills and getting, you know, improving the self-help skills, which is so important. So I just have a few more questions before I let you go, because I know your time is valuable. Mm-hmm. I hear so much about inflammation. You know, you need to decrease inflammation. What is inflammation and why is that so bad?
Mm-hmm. Well, inflammation means on fire. Now, inflammation, you just hit on the number one problem in America. We are an inflammation nation. Now, inflammation just simply means, and to make it simple for you, your immune system is confused. You know, inflammation is good. You cut your finger, you get inflammation on your finger to heal the cut. Mm-hmm. And then when the cut is all healed, the immune system kind of dials down and says, okay, my job's over, we'll cool it. But inflammation means that the immune system, number one, overreacts. So it overheals and it roughens the edge of the arteries and it roughens your brain and it roughens the joints with all the itises. Or the immune system gets confused. And instead of attacking only germs, our foreign terrorists that come into our body, it attacks our own tissue. Like thyroid tissue, or joint tissue, or gut tissue, like leaky guts, pains in the gut. So we have inflammation simply means a confused and overactive, hyperactive immune system. Transform 5 balances the immune system. It balances inflammation so it doesn't go too high or it doesn't go too low. If it goes too low, you get sick and tired because you don't fight. If it goes too high, it overfights. So T5 balances inflammation.
So we all suffer from a hyperactive immune system, and your T5 mm-hmm. plan balances that out. There is so much good stuff in this book. I just want to touch on a couple other things quickly. Aaron, you offer strength-building exercises at the end of the book. So there's a lot in here. It's not just reading. There's actually – you show exercises. Can you talk about those quickly?
Yeah, we're very excited about that. We want to – you know, view it and do it. I want people to look at it and say, okay, yes, well, I know I'm supposed to exercise, but what's a great place to start? As we talked about in the beginning of this program, it can feel overwhelming at times. So I just, you know, walk the reader through some of my things that really worked for me in the beginning. Simple exercises with weights or resistant bands with people who might have some joint pains or have injuries that can't use weights. We have, you know, lots of varieties of upper body, lower body, and core strengthening exercises, as well as isometrics and movements for the mind and body with yoga and Pilates. And that touches on a lot of great things because that stress factor, which a lot of people really, really like to start there because they feel so stressed and overwhelmed this time of year and don't know where to start. But sometimes a great place to point to get yourself started is, you know, look at that health from the inside out and say, okay, how can I de-stress? Let's start some de-stressing movements with the yoga, with the breathing, and then I can build on to some of the more more challenging weight-bearing exercises.
So mm-hmm. yoga and Pilates certainly can yep. help you with fingers number 3 and 4,
yeah.
which is finger number 3, move more, finger number 4, stress less. And then you offer recipes as well. So if you're wondering, okay, that's good, I need to cut stuff out. Now, what do I eat? Well, now you've got recipes on what you should eat, which is part of the T5 plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to eat seafood every day. What happens if I don't like salmon or fish? Well, the good news is you don't have to eat that every day. These are simply suggestions and guidelines. The reader gets to choose how can I make this best fit fit me, right? So there's lots of varieties of options for different dietary needs. You know, some vegetarians, some not, and some seafood, some not. But there's just our top kind of our good all around, you know, balanced recipes and a great. We love smoothies, Dr. Bill. We're super fans of smoothies. He's kind of, I've adopted that from him. I used to make fun of him about it. I'll say that. I used to make fun of Dad's big smoothie every day. And now I'm a smoothie addict, I will say. So yeah, we have lots of really, really awesome recipes that aren't too tricky. You know, I'm not the greatest cook, I will say, but they're yummy and easy to do.
Bill, isn't it funny when kids get older, they think, oh my gosh, Mom and Dad were right after all.
Yeah, how about that? one of the most gratifying things about being a parent, right?
I know, and one other thing about our unique feature of our book is that we get behind the eyes of the reader, and oftentimes readers are reading something and says, wow, I like that, I wish I could learn more. So then we take them to a link. In other words, say the smoothie. They say, wow, I'd like to learn more. So they can then link to our website and see Aaron and I in our kitchen making a smoothie. Mm-hmm. Or they can see Aaron doing yoga and meditation and deep breathing exercises. So we, like Aaron mentioned, you know, we want you to view it while you do it. So that's another unique feature.
I love it. So there you go. So the whole book helps you with each of the five fingers. I love it. So the book is the Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan, Transform Your Mind and Body, 5 Changes in 5 Weeks, of course, by my guest today, Dr. William Sears, and his daughter, Erin Sears Basile. Dr. Sears and Erin, thank you for being on with me. So how can we connect with you? You're just talking about your website. What are other ways my listeners can connect with you guys?
Go ahead, Erin.
I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, fit+5, the word fit plus, the number 5.com. And then yes. Dr. Sears, you have Dr. Sears with askdrsears.com. And then a new website we're getting up for the book is drsearswellness.org.
That is wonderful. And we're going to put all those links on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Well, Dr. Sears and Erin, thank you so much for being out with me today. And as I close out the show, I leave this quote every time, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Dr. Sears and Erin, thank you again for your time today.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thanks so much.
This is a big book. There's a lot in here, a lot of great information. And of course, Dr. Sears and Erin, they have really took the time to lay out some really good stuff for you. So check it out. If you want to get healthy, I really, really like this book, the Dr. Sears T5 Wellness Plan. And thank you so much for listening. You know, I appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can catch up with me on Twitter at Which Way Is Life and on Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com. Thank you again for listening. You know, I appreciate it. Take care and stay well.